Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, press the number one, and I will put you on the air with me. 818-301-5834. Now, let's see. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, today's weather right now is 60 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 79 today and a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, rain, 69 our high, 54 our low. Saturday, rain, 67 the high, 40 our low. Sunday, sunshine, high, 57, low 34 on Sunday. So we go from 80 degrees today all the way down to 57 on Sunday. How wild is that? That's Georgia for you. But once it starts to get hot, hey, it's not going to let up, right? So that's how it goes. Now, today's word of the day is Muras. Muras. M-O-R-A-S-S is Muras. And it's a noun, and it in the meaning, it means marsh or swamp. And the second meaning is a situation that traps, confuses, or impedes. An overwhelming or confusing mass or mixture. That is Muras. Okay? So, that's your word of the day. And let's see, before I get into the show, there was a, they had a comedian on the show, on a radio show, and they brought him in, and they said, like, hey, bud, how you doing this morning? He was like, I'm not doing too good. He said, what's going on with you? Why you not doing good? And he said, I'm upset with my girlfriend. So what'd she do? What make you upset with me? He said, well, I don't like the way she treats her husband. You know, when we're together, he calls, and she doesn't answer the phone and all this stuff. I said, you got to answer the phone. That'll keep him from, he wants to know where you are, what you're doing. That'll keep him from being suspicious about us. So that was, that tickled me. He went on and on about different things that she was doing that he didn't like she did to her husband. So anyway, I got a kick out of that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, also, Donald Trump is says he's not going to show to the Republican presidential debate. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow night or when it is, but he said he's not showing because of the so much violence and uproar. Wherever he goes nowadays, his rallies and stuff like that. So he's not going to show to the Republican debate, so to speak. But I believe that now, as things come down to the wire, that people are starting to ask the hard questions now. People are starting to want to know what he's going to do politically. Not all this, you know, different rhetoric about this, to me, irrelevant stuff. Deporting people and putting up, building a wall so people can't come into the United States illegally and all this stuff. All this, these things that he's been preying on the American public with, now it's time to get down to business, get down to politics, get down to running our United States. So I believe that this is his way of getting away from these debates that are starting to get down to crunch time, that are starting to ask hard questions about what will you do if you become president? How will you handle certain situations? Okay. What kills me is that Trump has never been a politician. But he now he wants to be the ultimate. And I think that's a tough situation for someone like him to go into. Right? And I don't think it's going to be, it would be a good thing if he were to become president. Right? But yeah, again, hey, vote for who you want to. I'll vote for who I want to, and we'll go from there, right? Now, today's episode is entitled, Georgia passes a law against same-sex couples. Is this embarrassing to our state? And that's what I want to discuss, because from the reviews and stuff that are from the comments and stuff that people have left about this situation, I don't think it's embarrassing. Okay, I don't think it's embarrassing to the state pass this law. I think it's something that you should let people decide. Okay, now the law is that it's a religious law, okay? And after lengthy debate, the Republican House on yesterday passed the bill. The Senate had already passed the bill, which is a religious freedom bill, okay? And now it's on the desk of the Georgia governor, Nathan Deal, so he can sign it. I don't know if he's going to sign it or not, but here's what happened. Now, they say that I'm on CNN Politics, so you guys can go look at this for yourself if you want. But it says, now, the bill blends the Pastor Protection Act, which would enable religious leaders to refuse to perform same-sex marriages, and the First Amendment Defense Act, which critics have said would allow tax-funded groups to deny services to gays and lesbians. Okay? Now, if a church believes that same-sex marriage is not if they don't believe in same-sex marriage, which a lot of religious-based groups don't believe in same-sex marriage, they say it's a sin, okay? Then why should they be forced to marry a same-sex couple? Now I know that maybe they allow same-sex couples to come to their church and be members. Okay? But I don't know, do you think it's a double standard if you allow them to come into your church and become members, but you don't allow them to come into your church and get married and become a couple? And I think where I draw the line is that, and it's a fine line, because you have to think that God wants everyone in his house. But then you have to think that if the Bible is true, which we hold to be true, then it says that, you know, this same-sex stuff is a sin. Excuse me. So why would you allow same-sex couples into your church? Then don't allow them to be married in your church. So I'd have to say that if I knew that we had a same-sex couple within the church, I don't know if the church would allow them to be members of that church. Seems like a double standard to me. Them sure same-sex couples go to church. And I'm sure that some of those churches are frowning upon their relationship. And so now Georgia is passing this law allowing religious groups and pastors and all this to have their own say whether they'll marry these same-sex couples or not. Now, I know there was a same-sex couple that sued a bakery, okay, for refusing to make a cake for their union. They were getting married. They went to this baker and wanted them to make a cake with two people on top that were the same sex. Now, why would you, if he refused to do that, then they sued him, took him to court, and won that case. Got a couple of $100,000 out of this bakery. Now, I don't understand now if that's not my belief. I own my business. I say, you come in there. Hey, that's the same thing as saying if you don't have on any shoes, you don't have on a shirt, I don't serve you. Now, that's not something that's against the law, is it? I've seen that a lot of different places, especially if you go to the beach. A lot of times you go to the beach and they have a sign out front that says no shoes, no shirt, no service. Now, they're allowed to do that. But why wouldn't you be allowed to say, if you know, same sex, I'm not going to bake a cake for you. I'm not going to service you if you're same sex. Why can't you do that? Why not? It's your business. Okay. Now, I know some people saying that you're serving the public. Well, that's true. But this is my business. Okay? I can serve anyone that I want to serve. I can refuse to serve people that I don't want to serve. If you're causing problems in my place of business, I can refuse your service and tell you to get out. Just like right here on my show. I say all the time, and it's on my site there online, you know, at Blog Talk Radio, that I'm open to anyone coming on to the show and promoting their product or their business. Now, I had a young lady to contact me wanting to come on the show and promote her book. Okay, I don't mind you coming on the show and promoting your book. I'll give you the whole show. But then I said, hold it. What kind of book is this? And she said that she writes erotic fantasies. Now, I don't know about you, but I know exactly what erotic fantasies are. I know what erotic fantasy books are about. And then I have a family show. I have a show that college students listen to, as well as middle-aged adults, and I've got the whole. I embody the whole thing, okay? But so I have to be careful of whom I let to come on the show or what content I allow on the show. So I am I discriminating against her? You know, again, it's a fine line right there. But again, Georgia passed as, you know, it passed through the House and through the Senate, this law did. Okay? That saying that religious groups can refuse to marry same-sex couples. Okay? So, if that's the case, then, you know, all we have to do now is wait and see if Governor Let's Make a Deal, will sign it and push it on through. So then now we've been having all this uproar about same-sex couples wanting to get married and here and there and here and there and people refusing to marry them. And we had all the uproar. I think it was in Maryland where they refused to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple. I mean, all this falls, to me, in this same category. If that's your belief, you've had this belief all your life, why would you all of a sudden turn against your belief? I don't believe that, you know, well, I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm not for same-sex relationships, period. I don't condone that stuff. Never have. I'm sure I never will condone that stuff. I grew up in a time when that was totally taboo. And now you see these gay and lesbian people all around you. They're in the workplace. In the malls, in the restaurants, in church even. I mean, everywhere. And a lot of times you can just look at that person and your initial thought is that she's a lesbian or he's gay. So if you see that right off, if you have that initial thought about that person, the first time you see them, you've never seen them in your life, and you have that initial thought of them, then how do you deal with that person from that point on? If you have to have some type of interaction with that person, you have a different feeling about that person. You think about them differently. You talk to them differently. All this. Okay? And I just don't think that, you know, I don't think straight people should be made to endure this stuff. Okay? I just don't think that. And when you know, I just don't like to be around them. I have a phobia with homosexuals. I do. I have a phobia about it. And you know, I don't know what I'd do if I had to endure some type of closeness with the homosexual. Because I had that phobia. That's my deal. And to for Georgia to pass this law, I was asking the audience, is this embarrassing to our state? I don't think so. My personal opinion is, I don't think it's embarrassing to the state. Okay? I think that once the government made same-sex marriage legal, and the states could decide whether they wanted to do it in their state or not, and now the states can make that decision. So I think Georgia's is making the right decision. I may be biased because I'm a homophobe, but I don't think it's embarrassing to our state. I think that if a church or a religious group or a pastor or whatever have, if I was a pastor, there's no way that you get married at my church. There's no way that I'd have a same-sex marriage at my church. I couldn't do it. Take me to court, sue me, whatever. But I'm not going to have you, two men kissing in my church. I'm not going to have two women kissing in my church. That's a sin. If you know someone's committing a sin in your church, and I know y'all say, that, hey, these pastors commit sins too, and they do, and I'm not saying I'm a non-sinner. I'm sure I've committed some sins in my day. Okay? But I don't, it's not a continuous sin. Okay? It's not a continuous sin. I may have done it once or twice, but I haven't done it since. I don't do it every day. So I think this is a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think we should be embarrassed by this at all. This is just the way things work. Okay? This is just the way things work. And once you start to put things out there, you start to put this gay marriage and all this stuff out there, then you're going to have people that are going to fight against it. People who are going to be against it. Then you got the people out there who are all for it. So it's always going to be people out there for it, people out there against it. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is. All right? I don't care what it is. Now, guys, I'm getting ready to close out the show, but I appreciate you guys listening in. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be here the same time, same place, 10 o'clock, and I'm going to have another great show for you tomorrow. I already know what it is. I already know what's coming, and it's going to be a great show. So tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. This Frank. Have a great Thursday. I'm over. And I'll see you.